Today is Sunday, March 20th, 2022. On this day in 1899, convicted murderer Martha Place was executed by the electric chair.
This episode is brought to you by Anytime Fitness. Forget dark alleys and cemeteries. For some, the gym is the scariest place of all, but it doesn't have to be. With a personalized plan and expert coaching, Anytime Fitness can help make the gym less frightening. Get more for your gym membership than machines. Get personalized support anytime, anywhere. Visit AnytimeFitness.com to try it for free today. Terms, conditions, and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Welcome to Today in True Crime, a Spotify original from Parcast. Due to the graphic nature of today's crimes, listener discretion is advised. This episode features descriptions of execution, murder, and suicide. Extreme caution is advised for listeners under 13. Today we're covering the death of Martha Place, the first woman to ever face the electric chair in the state of New York. Now let's go back to March 20th, 1899, to Sing Sing Prison in Ossining, New York. Just before 11 a.m. that morning, the warden of Sing Sing Prison escorted Martha Place from her holding cell to the execution room. The condemned prisoner held a small prayer book tightly in one hand and leaned on the warden's arm with the other as they walked. Inside the room, an electric chair fitted with leather straps and electrode attachments coldly welcomed Martha. But it wasn't the only thing waiting there for her. Several reporters also overlooked the scene, making sure to note every detail of Martha's final moments. After all, this was no typical execution. Martha Place was going to be the first woman executed by the electric chair in New York. Martha couldn't believe that fate had led her here. She always thought she'd get another trial and eventually win her freedom. That day, she even donned a handmade black dress she'd planned to wear at her retrial. Only that second chance at freedom never came. And while there was public disapproval for executing a woman, New York Governor Teddy Roosevelt refused to commute Martha's sentence. He was a firm believer in capital punishment and thought that she deserved the death penalty. Martha held her head straight as she entered the execution room. Then she quietly muttered her last words, "God help me." The prison doctor then attached electrodes to her forehead and ankles. At precisely 11:01 a.m., the executioner threw the lever as 1,700 volts of electricity surged through Martha's body. The convicted felon was now dead, but Martha's story would live on. Coming up, how Martha Place ended up on death row. The I-5 Strangler, the Southside Dentist, the Berlin Butcher. Meet the many faces of evil in the Spotify original from Parcast, Serial Killers. Every Monday and Thursday, take a journey through the origin, evolution, and madness of a real-life murderer, exploring the reasons why they lived to kill. Using extensive research and details you won't hear anywhere else, Serial Killers takes an in-depth look at the horrors beyond the headlines. With hundreds of episodes available to binge and new ones released weekly, get to know the killers, crimes, and cases that left an indelible stain on history. Follow the Spotify original from Parcast, Serial Killers. Listen free, only on Spotify.
This episode is brought to you by Anytime Fitness. Forget dark alleys and cemeteries. For some, the gym is the scariest place of all, but it doesn't have to be. With a personalized plan and expert coaching, Anytime Fitness can help make the gym less frightening. Get more for your gym membership than machines. Get personalized support anytime, anywhere. Visit AnytimeFitness.com to try it for free today. Terms, conditions, and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Now back to the story.
On March 20th, 1899, 49-year-old Martha Place became the first woman executed by the electric chair in the state of New York. Some protested her punishment, saying that women shouldn't be sentenced to death. Others believed that regardless of her gender, Martha needed to pay the price. Her crime was simply too heinous for clemency. Much of Martha's adult life had been fraught with drama and conflict. In 1872, the 23-year-old Martha was run over by a moving sleigh. She suffered a serious head injury and, according to her brother, never recovered from the accident. She may have lived with a mental illness for the rest of her life because of it. Eventually, Martha found a job as a housekeeper for William Place, a Brooklyn insurance adjuster and widower. A year or so later, she married William and became a stepmother to his teenage daughter, Ida. Ida and Martha disliked each other from the start. Martha had a hair-trigger temper and responded with vicious rage whenever Ida misbehaved. Her husband often sided with his daughter in these arguments, making matters more challenging for Martha. As Ida got older, the conflict escalated. Martha became physically abusive towards William and threatened to kill Ida at least once. On February 7, 1898, Martha made good on those threats. That day, enraged by yet another argument with Ida, Martha threw a glass of acid in the girl's face. Ida screamed in agony while her stepmother pounced on her. Martha overpowered her and smothered her with a pillow. Eventually, Ida stopped breathing. Afterwards, Martha grabbed an axe and stood in the front hallway, waiting for her husband to return home. When William walked through the front door, Martha slammed the axe into his head. Shockingly, William survived. A neighbor heard his cries and stumbled into the house to save him before his wife could deliver the final blow. Rather than pursue him, Martha went upstairs to attempt suicide. Only police arrived before Martha died. And on March 20th, 1899, she faced justice for those crimes. Martha was certainly not the last woman to be executed by the electric chair. In the over 120 years since, more than 20 other women have been sentenced to death by electrocution. Today, it remains a legal method of execution in 7 U.S. states. Thanks for listening to Today in True Crime. I'm Vanessa Richardson. You can find more episodes of Today in True Crime and all other Spotify originals from Parcast for free on Spotify. We'll be back with a brand new episode tomorrow in True Crime. Today in True Crime is a Spotify original from Parcast. It is executive produced by Max Cutler, sound designed by Paul Libeskind, with production assistance by Ron Shapiro, Trent Williamson, Carly Madden, and Aaron Larson. This episode of Today in True Crime was written by Ryan Lee, with writing assistance by Amber Hurley and Lori Gottlieb, and fact-checking by Adriana Romero. I'm Vanessa Richardson. Their names have become larger than life. Their crimes, some of the most heinous in history. Their stories, examined each week on the Spotify original from Parcast, Serial Killers. Every Monday and Thursday, journey past the headlines and into the minds and motives of the murderers who forever changed the face of history. Follow the Spotify original from Parcast, Serial Killers. Listen free only on Spotify.